6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, April 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you.
Yes.
The end of the week. Business week, anyway. I know a lot of you work on Saturday, too. Some of you are retired and are enjoying your Saturdays, but this is Friday. We still have another week of business, another day of business to attend to. And, of course, for those of you shopping at the Power Mall, we've got some new items that you should know about, by the way, if we haven't told you this. Charcoal House has a new softer activated charcoal tablet that's 260 milligram in size for internal use. Helps to alleviate indigestion, gas, and nausea, handy for travelers in the glove compartment or in your luggage. For travel, in other words, they're chewable, actually. They also work well for oral dental complaints. For affected teeth, you just put one of these tablets next to the tooth or sore gum area. They're also good to suck on for sore throat or bad breath if you have halitosis. It's the medical term for that. Rinse your mouth out with water when done and just swallow it. Vegetarian, non-GMO, gluten-free, all those good things from Charcoal House. Berkey water filters. You ever heard of those? Berkey is B-E-R-K-E-Y, and I used to have one of those. Berkey water filters. Don't know where they are. I think somebody kyped it. They're that good. People like them, and that's why we have them at the Power Mall by dropship. And you can order them. The Berkey water filter is a pour-over filter. If you like pure, fresh drinking water from tap water or well water, whatever the case may be, the Berkey system I had four candles in it. Some of the systems out there now have only one. They're still good, but Berkey, man, let me tell you something about the water. It's really clean tasting. And you can get them through the Power Mall by dropship. Simply just go on to thepowermall.com and or click on the Power Mall from the Power Hour website and get your Berkey water filter today so you can have pour over. It's gravity feed, so that means whatever source you get them from, whether you're out walking around the field with your socks and you're wringing your socks in the water filter, yes. That is one way to collect water when all hell breaks loose. You just walk around in your stocking feed in the grass, and all of that morning dew will get on your socks. You just wring it out, and now you've got drinking water. I know it sounds gross, but it works, especially when you have one of these water filters that'll filter all that water out. You can put your rainwater in it, collect rainwater, do all sorts of stuff, and then you've got yourself a source of drinking water. You need that because we need water, and you have to have it because if you don't, within 72 hours, you're going to definitely notice some negative effects. Also new at the Power Mall, we've got head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay by Perry A. We just had her on the show, and you can buy these in 1 or 4 pound sizes. Believe it or not, you can mix it up in the blender and take a bath in it. If you want to go back and listen to the show archives with that interview for instructions, you could do that. They also have a PDF that you can download that will give you all the attributes and uses and how to use instructions for head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. It's a good product from the sounds of the interview. As far as our spring cleaning sale, last day to order by phone is April 10th. You can get ridiculously low prices on these items that are already listed. The full list of sales is on thepowermall.com. You can click on current promotions under the category index and everything will pop up. We've got 50% off, 30% off, 20% off various products, and everything else at the store, drop shipping excluded, is 10% off during the spring cleaning sale, which ends for 10th. April 10th. Gee, that would be Sunday. So for those of you who are in the mood to shop, here's a great way to do it and support us at the same time. We appreciate that. Those of you who don't know how we transmit, because a lot of people, I talk to people all the time, and when they hear the Power Hour, they think it's a podcast. Oh, we're a radio show, folks. We're live on WWCR 13.845 megahertz from 11 to 1 Central Time. Streaming live, and you can hear the replays on shortwave from 7 to 9 a.m. at 7.490. That's the way it's always been, but now we're streaming live from 11 to 1 on WWCR 13.845. So that's radio. It beams up from Galaxy 19 SAT, and then it goes and gets distributed shortwave and various other radio stations across the country, and in addition to the Internet. So if you have the Internet, you can go to thepowerhour.com and listen to us just by clicking listen now, and it will come up. You can hear the show. Also, when you subscribe to the email blast, you get articles, archives, everything that we have to offer, educational interviews, the whole gamut, just by clicking thepowerhour.com and subscribing. And of course, if you want to be a team player, we love it when you join the Power Hour Nation, and you can do that. Level one, level two, level three, they're all there. When you see the buymeacoffee.com banner and it pops up, you simply click on that and it gives you an opportunity to become a level one, two, or three supporter. And of course, if you have questions about that, support@thepowerhour.com is our email address. We're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter. We got our newsletter, Power Mall's on Facebook too. And you get more perks as you increase your level of sponsorship, like commercial-free show archives, discounts on all your online orders at the Power Mall, a Joyce Riley Archive Vault access. You know, it's all there just by clicking on the buymeacoffee.com banner when it pops up. And also the Grow Network. Here's something for those of you out there that don't think you have a green thumb or you're out of shape. We actually have a way, it's a solution on how to grow food in a grid-down situation. Let's imagine that you can't get to the store. There's EMP all of a sudden. There's no electricity. You are now in the dark ages, and you got to figure out a way to eat. Well, we have a sponsor called the Grow Network. They have a free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation. You should know this stuff. It's just smart. It's prepping. It's planning. And, you know, people may think you are a little strange because you want to go to shows like this and learn stuff. Yet when the grid goes down, guess what? You're the smarter one. PowerHourFood.com is the website to go to sign up for the free webinar. I mean, we have free advice, free how-to instructions on how to grow food. I mean, isn't that important? Don't we all need food? That's one of the reasons why we offer solutions here at the Power Hour. Also, people want to know how they can stock up their medicine cabinet in the event. And yes, there's another news story out there. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, they're now saying novovirus. Novovirus. Oh, no. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Yeah, it's all out there. They're saying now there's going to be a novovirus out there. Oh, no. What are we going to do? Quick run, jump in the closet and hide. Quick, put 10 masks on. Put a plastic bag over your head. Oh, my God. The world's coming to an end. And if you believe that stuff, no. Now, our Power Hour listeners do not believe that kind of garbage. And I don't care. They say, oh, it's in 14 states. Really? They can say what they want, but everything that they have done to date makes them so less believable. I don't trust anything they say. To me, it's all propaganda to scare us half to death. Don't buy into that garbage. And the reason I bring that up is because any form of rotavirus, novavirus, COVID virus, coronavirus, doesn't matter what virus it is, all doctors have ever done for centuries is throw antibiotics at it, thinking it'll make it go away. Well, the thing is about COVID, it was manufactured in a lab, and the United States government helped make it. These people are liars, and I'm talking about Fauci, Birx, all of them. Rochelle the Witch, Walensky, all of them. They're all liars. Can't believe a word they say. And they've proven it over time because they keep changing the narrative, moving the goalposts, and keeping us all hanging on a thread, waiting for the next tidbit of information like a scrap of crumb that falls off the master's table. It's nutty. And see, the thing is we have frontline doctors that I have personally interviewed and interviewed on this show. One of them is Dr. Syed Haider. He built a website called mygotodoc.com. You knew where I was going with this. And the reason is I actually went there because, see, proof is in the pudding. And if you want to know, you go taste the pudding. You go to mygotodoc.com and you log in and you create a portal just like you do with any other online doctor. But this guy, this doctor's a COVID expert, and he's got pharmacies that'll hook you up with all the off-label meds so you're not ending up going to some feed store buying liquid apple-flavored ivermectin paste. You know, they accused Joe Rogan of taking this stuff, and Joe Rogan, remember when he had that interview with Sanjay Gupta, and he literally threw the proverbial caca in Mr. Gupta's face? because they're all accusing him of taking horse meds. It's like, oh, come on, people. This is garbage. You see the kind of stuff the left throws at us? When you're trying to do the right thing, you want off-label medications. That's why we have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, budesonide. We don't prescribe remdesivir. The stuff is deadly. But we do have prednisone, and we do have fluvoxamine. I mean, all the stuff that Dr. Hyder has put together on mygotodoc.com, and all you've got to do is sign up for free and ask questions as many times as you need to, and let them hook you up with the independent pharmacies and won't gouge. Nobody likes to be gouged. And the thing about Dr. Hyder is, besides being a covert expert, he's treated over 50,000 people, and nobody died. You got that. That is the truth. All right. So what we did was we said, okay, we're going to endorse this. MyGoToDoc.com, and they have a phone number, 281-219-7367. That's 281-219-7367, MyGoToDoc.com. And he'll hook you up with what you need and get your medicine cabinet stocked in advance. Now, here's another little perk for being a Power Hour listener. Dr. Hyder has customarily not been treating people who are actively sick with COVID. However, if you log onto your portal and tell them, hey, doc, I think I've got a problem. It looks like it's bigger than life and it's affecting me. And it's probably COVID. Well, he'll treat you if you tell him you are a Power Hour listener. He has made that promise on our radio show to everybody out there. So if you feel yourself getting sick, you go to the website, you log into your portal, and you ask the question. You tell him what's going on. Say, I'm a Power Hour listener. Dave Krieger said you would treat me if I was sick. Well, here I am. Treat me. You know, that's the kind of direct approach that I like to use. And see, long COVID is another thing you have to worry about, because this virus was created to be a bioweapon. A lot of Americans out there, folks, not like you, your Power Hour listeners, you know that we've been shanghaied, so to speak, by the Chinese Communist Party. We know that Wuhan was assisted by Fauci and Echo Health Alliance, Peter Daszak and all of them. They need to be hanging by a rope for doing what they did, because they killed millions of people. And then they created a vaccine, and they got Trump to buy into it. Trump was fooled, folks. I really believe he did not know what they were doing behind the scenes. Had he relied on the frontline doctors who were investigating this stuff, he would have known ahead of time, hey, you know what? These vaccines are deadly. They contain nanotechnology. And I'll tell you, if Mr. Trump buys into this garbage and continues to buy into it, even after knowing what we know, I can't trust him either. And he's done so much for our country. Even if he didn't stay off of Twitter and give the left-wing media something to attack him on day and night. The problem is, he went on TV and said, I got the booster. You know, what does that tell you? He's endorsing something we all know is deadly. And so this is one of the reasons that Dr. Syed Hyder set up this website. They did a study of 150,000 veterans showing an increased risk of heart attack and stroke even a year after they got COVID, up to 72% even more likely than people who were not infected at all. So understand, if you did not get the jab, you are much better off than if you did. If you did, there's a different protocol, and I'm really sorry, but you are not going to get that nanotechnology out of the system. You might be able to get the spike proteins to stop mass producing this disease in your system, which causes blood clots, which is why we call it the clot shot. We don't even want to refer to it as a vaccine because it doesn't fit the protocol. And those out there who have done their homework and the research understand exactly what I'm talking about. But now the CDC is now saying, oh, yeah, we've got this new virus coming out. Ah, yeah, what is it, a variant of something else? We don't know. But anyway, that's one of the reasons why I talk about my go-to doc, and we've had Dr. Syed Hyder on the show twice. And he's the one who's made those promises and told you that he is going to hook you up and fill your medicine cabinet ahead of time, because all of the frontline doctors are saying the same thing. Start treatment fast as soon as you know something's wrong. And if you need to go to mygotodoc.com and ask questions and saying, hey, I've got these symptoms, what do you think? They'll tell you, start the medicines we've sent you now. And see, then it's going to shorten the time that you have COVID. So that's how that works, folks. And so, you know, we're talking about the situations in the world And we have the next best, or should I say next worst thing to Adolf Hitler. And his name is Klaus Schwab. He is the next Hitler out there. This guy thinks that the elitists, and it doesn't matter what race, color, creed you are, this guy is probably the most dangerous person in the world, according to Dr. Joe Mercola. He's the owner and chairman of the World Economic Forum. His goal is to do away with the democratic process and give all ownership and control to deep state, like BlackRock, Vanguard, all these elitist woke corporations out there that literally want to control every single aspect of your life. What do they rely on? Fear-mongering. Remember fear-mongering? What if we run into lions and tigers and bears? Oh, my. Remember the Wizard of Oz? You know, walking through the forest, and all of a sudden the cowardly lion jumps out. Oh, I need courage. Yeah. Yeah. Fear-mongering, I think it's funny because every time they open their bloody mouths, more lies come out. They want authoritarianism in every country because the only way they can get you to comply is if you submit. And you know, there's going to be a lot of Americans out there that are going to do that very thing. They're going to submit. They're going to do what they're told. They want to be a good world citizen. Yeah. Increase surveillance. I have a 5G phone. Go ahead and put that chip in my arm so you can track every place I go. Oh, I feel so safe and secure now. Yeah, they call those things digital identity systems. And they're introduced under the guise of safety. But what it does is your personal autonomy and freedom go right down the drain. And that's exactly what they want. Klaus Schwab himself said, you will own nothing, but you will be happy. I fail to see how hacking into humans and removing their free will is going to make them happy. Somebody needs to go find this guy. You know what I'm saying? This guy is dangerous, dangerous to the world. But see, he's relying on the corporate elite and the rich, like Bill Gates and people like that. He wants all these mandates top down to the population. And the whole idea is protecting your sovereignty by relying on your own critical thinking. And that's one of the reasons why you're listening to the show, because you want to choose bravery over obedience. It's like Bruce Springsteen. Remember Mr. Lib from New Jersey? He's always said blind faith in your leaders will get you killed. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So, you know, we have a tendency to rationalize and analyze, not so much overanalyze, but kind of look at things from different perspectives on this show. That's one of the reasons why we have a toll-free number. Because when I say stuff, stuff clicks in your brain. And I don't know what's going on between your ears unless you call me, 844-769-2944. The phones are wide open this hour for you to call up and express your views and opinions and what's going on between your ears when you hear something that strikes a hard nut somewhere up there. And you have that opportunity to call up and share. You know, this is a thing. We've been locked down. Nobody's been able to share anything. We've been told, oh, don't say anything to anybody because you might offend them. See, we've gotten to that stage right now with cancel culture where they don't want to say anything. They're afraid to speak. They can't do that. We still have freedom of speech the last time I checked the U.S. Constitution, which I, by the way, as a former military, took an oath to uphold and defend against all enemies, both foreign and what? Domestic. Come on, you vets out there. You know what I'm talking about. And you homeschool moms out there teaching your kids the Constitution of the United States, I guarantee you they don't learn that stuff in traditional high school and civics class. I've not met a civics teacher that actually knew what the hell they were talking about. They try to teach. I mean, that's why I got a C in American government. Why was that? Because I was always asking questions. I was always challenging my liberal college professor every time she opened her mouth, trying to tell me all about this democracy. I said, gee, I thought when the woman asked Ben Franklin historically where we were, he said, what government have you wrought for us? And he said, a republic, if you can keep it. So the story goes. And every time Pelosi opens her mouth, you know, the Michael Jackson imitator with a bad makeup day, that one, the Speaker of the House, every time she opens her yap, oh, we have to protect the children, the democracy, the democracy, the democracy. Sounds like a Democrat. You know, democracy comes from that demo, Democrat, democracy. Same word. Yeah, they want to come in and just take over our brain. Yeah, we can't allow them to do that, folks. Brian in Missouri, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show. You've only got a couple of minutes.
Hey, in terms of that word demo, if you just put a yeah. N on there, you got the
there
demo.
There you go. There you go. All right.
And that's who they are.
I love you. God bless you, sir.
All right.
Yes, I'm still here.
You got it.
Go ahead.
You guys know the deal in Ukraine, that they're Ukraine is the one bombing all the cities, and they're getting to build the new Israel and turn the old Israel into Israel number two. And they actually admitted here in the last week that they are Khazars.
Interesting. Yeah, I'd like to see the follow-up on that. Yeah, we had Jeffrey Matt on the show the other day. We were talking all about this. And, of course, other folks we've had on the show have all tried to portend that this situation in Ukraine is not what we really think it is. I think it's still a weapon of mass distraction. What do you think?
Well, I do too. I'm the guy called in last week about the deal with the wood chipper and chipping wood. Yeah, one of the things about chipping that wood is that it will break down and you can mycorrhize a fungi growing in it, which creates a nutrient base for your plants. And it also puts a cap on the soil so it retains the moisture better. And it improves the nutrient value of the soil and brings humus into it. And I've been doing this for years, and I have black loamy soil from decomposted. It's really good.
Sure. Well, I remember that. It worked well in the movie Fargo, too. But I'll remember that because everybody should have a wood chipper.
There you go, brother. All right, man.
Yeah, you got to do something with all those illegals invading your property, right? Okay. All right. Not enough said about that.
I heard a deal last night. 1,000 Ukrainians from the Tijuana border.
Oh, my. Oh, another thing we got to worry about. Well, maybe Governor Abbott will put him on a bus and take him to D.C. for us. Whatever. We'll be back after the break, Brian. Thanks so much for calling. We'll be back after the break with more of your phone calls and comments. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
¶¶
21 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock on Friday, April 8th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Our phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Brian, thanks for calling in with that little thing. Here's the aspect of all of this. The people who have actually, you know, when we did the give me your tired, your poor thing, when the people came across to Ellis Island, they entered this country legally. And people since then who have entered the country legally have had to go through the motions of becoming a United States citizen. And the problem we have now is with open borders, and what the Biden administration wants to do is give all these people instant citizenship by giving them instant amnesty, instant voting rights. We have a majority in the House. We can get a majority in the Senate because we got nincompoops like Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski who are labeled rhinos for a reason. And it's not because they have a big schnoz. They're labeled rhinos because they're Republican in name only. They don't believe in the Republic. They don't care about the Constitution. I don't care what they say. These people need to be removed from office. These people are doing a big disservice to the government. So are the Democrats. And unfortunately, there are a lot of Democrats now that are waking up realizing, hey, wait a minute. You know, whatever we do to change the course of history, we're going to be involved in that history. And now they're a little bit shaken up by it. And it's not propaganda, folks. It's reality. So, you know, these people who have come across the border expecting to become legalized and giving voting rights, they become part of the problem, not the solution. The Democrats may think, oh, look at all the extra voters we get because, you know, people will realize, well, we brought them across the border and gave them amnesty, so they know who to vote for. Well, that ain't necessarily so, because the people who are here legally that went through the process of becoming legitimized United States citizens are really pissed off. I mean, to tell you, I would be, if I came across the border and I did everything by the book and I became a legitimate United States citizen and I swore and I took an oath, and these people are just being given amnesty. And seriously, I mean, we have people right now that are being shuttled into this country by bus, by Biden, and these people are criminals. They're part of cartels. They're committing crime right there in their holding centers, murders, rapes. It's crazy. And they're bringing massive amounts of fentanyl into this country. The Drug Enforcement Administration has warned of a surge in mass overdose events involving fentanyl. It's killing Americans at an unprecedented rate. And so this is the thing. There has been, according to DEA Administrator Ann Milgram, at least 7 mass incidents since January in which a total of 58 people overdosed, 29 died due to fentanyl, which is a synthetic opioid first approved by the FDA to treat acute pain, now being widely used as a recreational drug. And the overdoses occurred in states including Colorado, Texas, Nebraska, Florida. And here's the thing. People are ingesting this stuff and they don't even know that they're lacing crack cocaine with it. So all you crackheads out there, beware. I know a lot of people will look at this, you know, 21 people overdosed at a homeless shelter in Austin, Texas on March 4th after taking crack cocaine. What'd they do? They got a free pipe from Uncle Joe. You know, those 3 died. I mean, it's highly addictive. Once you start taking this stuff, this is not like Michael Jackson's drug of choice, propofol. This is some really serious stuff. And a lot of people look at this and they go, hey, you know, let them go ahead and overdose. You know, they make stupid choices. People need to be held accountable for the stupid choices they make. And I mean, I've seen so many movies out there that even put forth the right ingredient, you are known by the people you hang with and you're known by the choices you make. Those are the 2 leading events that I see that people say, make good choices. So, you know, when you look at stuff like this and you don't make good choices, you pay. There is a consequence to everything you do in life. And apparently some people just don't care. They've been brainwashed to think that, hey, I got free will. I can do what I want. Let's go shoot up. Hey, look at Biden's giving away free crack pipes. Oh, hey, Hunter, come on down and let's get stoned. You know, it's one of these crazy things that we don't have to subscribe to that. Yes, do we need to be aware of it? Sure we do. And when you got nutbags like Joe in the White House with a mental acuity of a 2-year-old, well, guess what? A panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit has entered a ruling that the vaccine mandate for federal workers is back in effect. So all you federal workers out there that are awakened, not woke, but awakened, understand you can appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board, which decides whether the worker was being properly disciplined. If the worker prevails, the board can order an agency to reinstate the worker or undertake other measures. That is if you refuse to take the jab. Why do they want to inject all of these people? Because these judges said the plaintiffs could have challenged an agency's proposed action against them before filing suit and before getting vaccinated by filing a complaint with the Office of Special Counsel. You see, there's all these different ways that you can object to all of this stuff. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee, concluded Biden lacked the statutory authority to issue the mandate. Two judges on the appeals court did not directly address the matter, but found plaintiffs, a group of federal employees, should have taken their complaints to different venues. This is why this whole thing blew up and why they've cleared the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal employees, because people didn't do the right thing. They didn't know the law. There are administrative things that you can do to stop this from happening in your own life. But we have people out there filing lawsuits en masse, and the courts are ruling in favor of the administration. What the judges don't understand is that they, too, are going to be affected by this in the long run. So I can assume safely that because of what they've done here, clearing this vaccine mandate, and they're not even vaccines, they're deadly jabs, that we can concur that the judicial system in this country, if it's not fully corrupted, it's corruptible. And it has been for quite some time. And the more these judges start to side with all of the gobbledygook from these democratic protocols, they're going to be affected. Their futures will be affected, especially those now looking at what's happening in the Supreme Court. The Senate has confirmed Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court by a 53-47 vote. And again, all 50 Democrats voted for. So did Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins. They're Republicans. We call them rhinos. They need to be voted out of office. They have wrecked America. Now, understand something, too, on a more positive note. It doesn't really matter whether Ketanji Brown Jackson has been elected to the Supreme Court or not. What matters is who nominated her. Lame-o Joe nominated her. His 2-year-old mental acuity nominated her. The Democratic Party endorsed it. And see, what's going to happen in the future because of the fact that everybody blasted her? You know, you get people like Dick Durbin from Illinois, this very building was built with slave labor, arguing that the confirmation would be a response to the historical treatment of non-whites in the U.S. Wow. I thought we had cleared this with the Emancipation Proclamation. And, you know, we know that Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black woman to be confirmed with the nation's highest court. So let's see. What do we need now? Do we need do we have a Jew on the nation's highest court? Are we going to get an Asian? I mean, what are we going to have? We're going to have diversity on the nation's highest court. Remember, right now, these are all Ivy Leaguers that are members of the good old boy club. At least the majority of them are. And understand also that Jackson is only one of 9 justices on the Supreme Court, and her true colors are going to come out in these future rulings, and it's going to make the Supreme Court of the United States look very, very shoddy. Not that it already isn't. They are already ruling so narrowly. Wait till you get somebody on here that is inflammatory with their rulings and their discussions. You're going to find out the true colors when the rest of the Supreme Court has to contend with her. You're going to find out the truth of how she really thinks when the rulings start to come out and she gets to write the ruling. Watch the infighting in the Supreme Court of the United States. Watch it. It's going to happen. I am not a prophet. I'm not a predictor of the future, but I'm just looking at the reality of politics since I majored in poli sci in college. It's one of these things that we have to address. You can put politics aside. Just watch the fireworks, because there is going to be some in the future. Anybody want to comment on that? 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Here's another interesting tidbit about Hunter Biden. We were mentioning him earlier in our conversation. He asked his daddy to write college recommendation letter for Chinese business associate's son. Yeah, this all came via leaked emails. Uncle Joe, at his son Hunter's request in 2017, wrote a college recommendation letter for the son of a Chinese executive who did business with Hunter. Yeah, we call this access. That's right. Fox News, in some of their truth-seeking, I won't say that they're totally not woke, but some of Fox News' show hosts are definitely looking for the truth, as we are. Hunter Biden's business partners at this private equity firm of Rosemont Seneca, remember that name? Jonathan Lee, CEO of Chinese investment firm BHR. At the time of the initial email, Biden was vice president. In an email dated January 3rd, 2017, Jonathan Lee, that's L-I, wrote to Hunter Biden and his associates at Rosemont Seneca, Devin Archer and Jim Bulger, stating, "Gentlemen, please find the attached resume of my son, Chris Lee. He is applying to the following colleges this year. Listing Brown, Cornell, New York U. Please can you provide some advice for his applications?" In reply, Bulger acknowledged receipt of the resume, stating, "Let's see how we can be helpful here to Chris. Seeing as how we got money from you and you own us, let's see if we can do you a big favor." So they got Daddy Joe, who was VP at the time during the Obama administration, to write a letter of recommendation. Is anybody investigating it? Really? That's one of these things that needs to come to light. And, of course, as long as we have Merrick Garland at the DOJ, that's not going to happen in my book. President Trump, meanwhile, admitted his health could prevent him from running for president in 2024. Speaking in a Thursday interview, Trump, who is 75, said he was told by advisors his health would factor into whether he will run again. He's not publicly stated that he would. You always got to look at the health issues. And if he got the booster, guess what? He might end up with blood clots. This is the problem with people who have drank the Kool-Aid. Whether you were lied to or not, I don't care what you're admitting. We are seeing blood clots in dead people as long as their legs. And you have to understand, even though Ronny Jackson, Trump's former White House physician, who's a Republican rep from Texas, told reporters several years ago that Trump is in good health, you got to look at the current state of affairs. People at some point in time will cease to exist. So we don't know whether President Trump is going to run again. As much as we like to think that the MAGA thing holds true, make America great again, when wasn't America great to begin with? We still are the greatest nation on earth for the time being. But if all of us cave to these elitist sources who all say that we must toe the line, we won't be great ever again. We've always been great. It's just your perception of things. I want to talk a little bit about a letter that I got through a source called Next Door. Everybody's been out there screaming about food shortages. And this, of course, is an Area Next Door letter that I managed to obtain from my wife through her Next Door social media outlet. You can go to nextdoor.com, nextdoor.com. It is a community-based social outlet. If you're not a member of it, you can look. Sometimes I hear you have to be referred into it because it has to be legitimate. They don't want scammers and people like that getting on Next Door, so there's a little bit of a vetting process. It helps if you get referred. But you can go check it out. Anyway, there is a produce guy for H-E-B, which is Herbert E. Butt. That's the name of the grocery store. They call it H-E-B. It's a giant grocer out here in Texas and various other places, but they're mostly in Texas. And it says, it's your neighborhood HEB guy once more, and I haven't made a post like this since the early days of COVID. But once again, I feel compelled to speak to you just neighbor to neighbor. This is coming through Nextdoor app. You may recall I buy produce for the company. I'm sure you've seen some empty shelves in our produce department as of late. I had a couple of conversations with folks in the community over the last few days that convinced me somebody needs to once again give some context and perspective. And this is a produce guy for HEB saying there's absolutely 100% no food shortage, period. Our issue at this time around is similar to what we faced in 2020, but more specific. It's labor. Specifically labor in our warehouses. We simply don't have enough labor to select product, put it on a pallet, wrap the pallet, and put it on a truck. I don't know how to put it any simpler. On a daily basis, we're unable to select and ship enough cases of product to meet the demand, and we have to send trucks out with less than what the stores are demanding. Still full trucks, but with more stops along the way. We ship and we receive produce off the same docks. We must finish shipping at X time so we can begin receiving. That's a fixed time each day. If we don't have enough bodies during that shipping shift, we're constrained as to how much we can get out before we have to switch over to the next day's receiving shift. As in March of 2020, there's so much food out there, we're holding off on some buys knowing we can't ship. What does this change for you when at the end of the day an empty shelf is an empty shelf no matter why? I guess nothing. But I have to believe you'd want to know whether there was an actual food shortage or whether there's some other logistical issue. I read the news. I hear the buzz about impending shortages and all sorts of doom and gloom forecasts. I don't know what events may unfold down the line, and it's not my role to dissect the politics driving many issues. All I can tell you is, as a guy sitting at a buying desk every day, is that there's plenty of fresh produce. The more we can buy, then we can ship. Or if you or somebody you know needs work, please have them apply online and search for one of our warehouse jobs. It's physical work, but it's very important work, and we sure could use the help in getting all these nutritious fruits and veggies onto trucks and into our stores. This is a letter from somebody that is a buyer for the HEB grocery chain produce department. It obviously, we have a supply chain issue, and it's because of labor. And is it because that nobody wants to work? Is that it? Because they're sitting at home drawing a paycheck from Uncle? Is that so? Wow. 844-769-2944. Do you have a comment or response to that letter I just read from the produce guy that appeared on Nextdoor.com? You see, we get our sources from a lot of different things, and this guy is actually on the front line of the people that supply the food to the grocery stores you rely on when you go to shop. Now he's telling you what's really going on behind the scenes with HEB. We call it the HEB. That's what we call it around here. It's just a loving comment we make. It has nothing to do with, anti-Semitic behavior. We just call it the HEB, Herbert E. Butt. That's what HEB stands for, the guy that founded it in Kerrville, Texas, way back when. It's been around for a long time, over a century. So understand, based on this particular scenario, what he's telling you is they have a shortage of labor, which is creating a backlog of shipping issues. So if more people would go, and people who are looking for another job that live in one of these blue states that are listening to the show, guess what I did? I just opened up a portal for you to go apply for a job with HEB. They are hiring. They're a grocery chain. You can be part of the solution and not the problem. I just opened a door for you for a job. You want to move to Texas? We've got job openings. You live in Texas and you're looking for a job? I just opened the door for you. They don't like drug users. They want clean people. I don't believe they are requiring for you to take the jab. If somebody finds out otherwise, please call the show and let me know so I can blast HEB because they're woke. I don't believe they are. I haven't seen too many people with masks on in their stores, and there are very, very few employees that are wearing masks. Most of their managers don't even wear them. So I don't believe they are woke. I really believe they're trying to do the right thing. But I just opened a door for those of you looking for a job. Now, with this idea that Ketanji Brown Jackson, shifting gears here, got nominated by a 53-47 vote, including three from our rhino enemies out there. There was some legislation put through into the Senate that would have strengthened penalties for child porn possession, and Senator Dick Durbin blocked it. He's a Democrat from Illinois. Dick, what's going on in your life there? We're trying to get legislation through, at least Josh Hawley, Mike Lee, Tom Tillis, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott, all Republican senators. They basically put through this legislation, and it comes weeks after the heated debate over Supreme Court nominee Jackson's track record in sentencing child porn offenders. And, of course, Dick Durbin, who chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, said the Senate had been derelict in its duty to update child porn law, which was originally designed to deal with physical images rather than digital ones. And, of course, Durbin says, I hope you will agree we all want to do everything within our power to lessen incidents of child porn and exploitation. I want to tell you, Congress doesn't have clean hands. We haven't touched this now for 15, 16, or 17 years. Durbin added that Congress has shown inattention and unwillingness to tackle an extremely controversial issue. So what happens when the Republicans put forward a proposal to strengthen penalties for child porn possession? He says it doesn't reflect the realities of today. Really, Dick? How many of your Democrat cohorts up there are involved with or have been involved with the late Jeffrey Epstein? You know, I'm asking questions here. How many of you out there are pedophiles, pedophiles? How many of you senators out there have had your little share? That's what I want to know. Are we that tainted? You just said we have unclean hands. If Congress doesn't have unclean hands, how many of them have had sex with a minor? That's what I want to know. You see, when you start reading between the lines, you see how this really just kind of opens up the mind? It's kind of crazy out there, isn't it, folks? What can I say? Kevin in Ohio, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm just fine. I hope you are, too, and your listeners, everyone.
Well, thank you for that.
I bring up... Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Bring up the subject of 22 elections. We have primaries going on now.
Yes, we do.
But nothing is. My point is, I want to bring up is that nothing has changed since the 20 election. We now have five states that are all mail-in voting. That's Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and I believe Alaska did too. So that'd be six. Exclusive mail voting. And then Kemp and who is the other politician down there a couple days ago stopped the integrity in voting, blocked integrity in voting for the state of Georgia. Nothing happened. Nobody overrode it. In the Congress there, they didn't override it and put a stop to that stop. The things that went on in Pennsylvania, they became worse. And I think it's already like too late, Dave. It's really should have happened way back in the start of 21, and. We're so far down the road now, they're very confident. And the enemy, and I think all enemy, they're evil. You're just talking about one now, Durbin, right?
Yep.
Pedophilia, of all things in our lives, would dream of such a thing. I mean, it's of biblical proportions.
Big time. Well, they're evil. That we know that. Half of Congress, most of Congress is evil. I was wondering that. That's a question, Kevin, I had to ask out loud is how many of them are pedophiles? How many of them have dabbled in there? How many knew Jeffrey Epstein? How many had a relationship? How many flew on the Lolita Express? How much blackmail crap had they got on them that they can sit there and turn around and use that to get them to vote the way they want? I get exactly what you're saying, sir. I'm, of course, not the doom and gloomer. I don't want to be doom and gloom. I want to be positive.
I want to be positive, too. But, you know, with that thing about Congress, what about that slush fund? How many millions of dollars the slush fund had paid out several years ago? We were hearing information about it, but nobody talks about it anymore. to cover up all this kind of thing that the taxpayers pay for.
And that's right.
Nobody talks about that anymore. That's probably, you know, and you're absolutely right. I believe you're right. You're maybe you're really short of the mark. I just really do. I wanted to say something to you, and especially to tell you hello. Thanks for your work, everybody there at the Power Hour. God bless you.
God bless you too, sir. We appreciate you. And thanks for calling in and chiming in. We'd like to know what's going on in between your ears. And I realize that sometimes we wake up in the morning and we feel defeatist. It doesn't have to be that way. We wake up in the morning and feel like the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Well, in some parts of the world, it truly is. However, if you have God on your side, all things are possible. Remember that. And you have the power to vote. Remember that too. That's the most important thing. Remember the power of the vote. You still have an opportunity to become a person who cares. You can be a poll watcher. You can be a number of things and get involved in your community. Get involved with your sheriff. Get your sheriff to enforce the law when it comes to elections. We can fix this, folks. Thank you so much for joining us this hour. We're going to take another break, come back on the other hour, at the top of the hour, with an environmental reporter from the Epoch Times.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.